top of the week. I hope everyone's having a great morning. I just want to give a short little beginning of the week segment. Every week we just go through and we talk about one little thing you could do to plan your week a little bit better and make it that much more effective to market your business. So if you want to learn more about different digital marketing strategies, tools that you could use, definitely check out my blog, andynathan.net, where you'll find close to about 1,000 different blog posts on different digital marketing topics over the last 10 years. So take a look and hope that helps you. And don't forget, by the way, to share and like this episode. Let's get into it. First thing you want to do if you want to be successful with digital marketing is you need to have a plan. And the biggest thing that I think I've done over the last few years is make sure I have something called what I call my daily four. And I didn't come up with this. I don't remember where I got it from. But it's a really great way to just organize your day. So, for example, I do digital marketing for a nonprofit. And one of the things I'll do to set up my day is I'll think, okay, what do I absolutely need to get done today? And I'll put that as my first thing in my daily four. And what I use is I use a spreadsheet every day so I can just track it going up and down the list so I know where I'm at with what I've done for my productivity. And then it's also good because then I can share it with managers and give them an idea of what I've done so they have a sense of how I've helped them. This works well with clients if you need to prove what you've done to help them with their business as well. So first thing is you want to get your most important thing. If you've ever read Eat That Frog, that this concept definitely applies. But I also like to make sure that I have four things that I want to work on every day to move my marketing forward. So you have the primary, the secondary, and two tertiary things. So if you don't get to the tertiary topics, that's okay. The tertiary projects, then that's fine. But if you get through that primary project every day, at least you know where to go from there and you have a sense of what you need to focus on first. Now, there will be fires that come up through the day, and that's why you want to start ranking what you need to get done first. But if you really start focusing on your first four projects, those first four items that you need to do, it'll give you a good guideline so you don't get lost and you don't start going off track and going down the rabbit hole into things that don't help your digital marketing. This, by and large, is one of the biggest challenges a lot of digital marketers face with their business. So if you want to get off to a good start, what I recommend is opening up an Excel spreadsheet, or if you don't use Microsoft, you could use Google Spreadsheet. I'm a big fan of Microsoft for this. I know some people don't like to pay, but I think it's a better software. Another day, another time. The point is, start recording what you're doing every day so you have a better sense of how you can help people and how you're helping them and how you're moving forward with your business. And what you'll start to see is patterns. Start setting how you're doing. Bold when you complete a task for the day. And then put maybe italics for when you don't. It's a good way then you could actually do some formulas on Excel and track how many things didn't get done from your daily fours and what did, and seeing maybe what stopped it, and start to understand how to improve your productivity. So that's it. I hope you get off to a great Monday, and I look forward to talking to you later on in the week when I just review what happened in my digital marketing week. If you have any other thoughts, questions, ideas that you want to learn more about, definitely feel free to check out my blog at andynathan.net. And of course, if you could please like, share, review, whatever platform you're on, whether it's Apple, Google, Anchor, Spotify, or any other platform, we would love your feedback, love your shares. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to talking to you on the next episode.